Today, the second stop of his Western Hemisphere tour. The highlight of his brief 25-hour visit is a mass just getting underway. An estimated 500,000 people are on hand to watch him canonize Guatemala's first saint. Many in the crowd traveled to Guatemala City from elsewhere in Central America. In remarks on arrival yesterday, the Pope referred to Guatemala's 36-year-long bloody civil war that ended in 1996, urging Guatemalans to consolidate the peace. John Allen is a reporter with the National Catholic Reporter, and he's traveling with the Pope. He says the Mass has a number of meanings.
The significance of the Mass and of this gathering sort of works on three levels. One, as you mentioned, this is a country that has been marked by serious violence and suffering. It is a place where the Catholic Church has taken some real lumps from the government for its stand on human rights. There was, of course, a Catholic bishop killed here in 1998 for his work on a truth commission that established that some 90% of the human rights violations that took place here during the Civil War were carried out by the army or paramilitary groups allied with the army. So I think at one level, the Pope wants to demonstrate solidarity with a church that has suffered much. I think at another level, there's the fact that this is a place where the inroads of evangelical Protestant Christianity in what has traditionally been a Catholic population have been especially significant. Some 25%, by some measures, of the Guatemalan population now is evangelical, and I think also the Pope wants to show his support for the local hierarchy and local officials as they try to stem that tide. I think finally it's significant that the Pope is coming to canonize a saint whose history was support for work among the indigenous peoples of this part of the world, and as you know, there has been since 1992, on the anniversary of the Christianization of the Americas, there has been a significant debate over whether or not indigenous persons lost their culture when they became Christian. I think the Pope wants to argue that no, in fact, they discovered it. And certainly the choice of canonizing someone known for his love and compassion for the indigenous is part of that campaign.
The Pope is going to Mexico later today. What can you tell us about his stop there?
The highlight of that visit in Mexico is going to be the canonization of Juan Diego. That's the Aztec visionary who in the 16th century, according to the tradition, saw the Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and began what has become the single most widespread devotion, Catholic devotion, in all of Latin America. And by some estimates, if crowd numbers materialize, I mean, we could be talking about 6, 7, 8, 9, as many as 10 million people, and it could be one of the largest crowds ever assembled in human history. The sheer size of the thing, the scale of the event we're talking about all by itself is going to make news. But I think in addition, again, it is significant that this is an indigenous person, and it is, again, part of this effort, I think, on the part of the Pope, to argue that indigenous persons in the Americas did not lose themselves when they became Christian, but in fact discovered a new depth as part of their identity. And that certainly is going to be at the heart of the Pope's message.
John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter is with the Pope in Guatemala. Thanks very much.